And we'll get started. Welcome, everybody, to this Divine Sunday service on the 16th of November 2025. Just a few quick Zoom rules before we begin. We will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages section. Those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday Angel Service page of the website where you clicked to join the service today. Actually, I think that's changed now. I think you go to the free stuff page and there you will see the Sunday service recordings. This is an old set of rules I'm reading. If you want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome. Please note that these recordings are for your personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There aren't any course notes available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer, blessing or the bullet point script form of the meditation, you can send an email to Sue, edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, and she has very kindly agreed to facilitate that for me. Having said that, I'm very aware that I haven't sent those notes to Sue yet, but I will send them once we're finished with the service this evening. So you can get in touch with Sue and she'll let you have those notes if you want them. If you have any questions that arise either from the channeling, the meditation, or from a message that you might receive a little bit later on, you can send me a message via the questions for Ed form, which you can find on the website. I might suggest that you grab a pen and pad in order to make notes should you receive a message, because I probably won't remember what I've said to you. And if you want to ask me any more questions about it, you'll have to remind me what I've said, and then I'll be able to kind of dip back into the energy of it. We won't have any Q&A moments this evening because this is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last for an hour without any break. So at the moment you are all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear, and all other sounds and noises, you shouldn't be able to hear those. We mute them so that they don't become too much of a distraction in the background. Right, we are going to start with an opening prayer. So if you want to get yourselves, oopsie-daisy, nice and comfortable, I'm going to pop a little bit of music in the background. Where's my share button gone? There it is. There we go. Let's make sure I'm not going to deafen you all. Yeah, okay. Okay. Close your eyes, please. Focus on the sound of my voice. And we'll start with an opening prayer. I will kindle my fire this day in the presence of my holy guardian angel, in dedication to the light, in dedication to the Mother and Father Divine, in dedication to my path and journey. Without malice, without jealousy, without judgment, I will try to be in love, in peace, in truth. I will try to live my life. Mother and Father Divine, shield me and mine, keeping us safe within your care. Mother and Father Divine, kindle thou in my heart a flame of gratitude and appreciation for the wonders of all life. Mother and Father Divine, be with me ever and always in everything I do and say. For the greater good and to harm none, in accordance with the will of my higher self, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. Take a few breaths then, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So in a moment, we're going to dive straight into this evening's meditation. Now, this meditation, as I mentioned earlier on, as people were arriving, I've never led anybody into this meditation before. I've used it myself on numerous occasions, so I'm going to be interested to see how people respond to it. It's a very simple meditation, but it can have some very profound responses in people. And the meditation requires you at times to open your eyes and look at me so that you can mirror what I am encouraging you to do. And at times then I'll ask you to close your eyes and visualize something. This meditation is a posture-based meditation. It examines the relationship between our physical posture and our energy, and how even small corrections to our posture can make huge differences in unlocking the energy channels and allowing more light from the soul to seep and flow into the system. The soul, you see, is endeavoring to provide us with everything that we need in order to achieve our goals. It's constantly trying to feed us with energy and inspiration. But a lot of that energy is blocked, not because we aren't mentally open to it or emotionally open to it, but because our physical body is tight, tense, in a bad posture. And that posture affects the energy channels within the body, constricts them and closes them down. So no matter how much energy is being pumped into us, it just can't find its way into our body. So when we make very small corrections, it can make a massive difference to allowing the energy to flow inside us. So I'm going to pop some music on, and then I'm going to guide you through this little meditation. Let me just, my share button is still active. That's good to know. That's what I wanted, and just need to rearrange my volume levels. Okay, so I want you to keep your eyes open, and I want you to start by making sure that you are sitting nice and upright in your chair. Make sure your lower back is well supported. Keep your feet flat on the ground, please. And just make sure that you're not slumping, that you're not arched forwards, but that you are nice and upright, nice and straight, lower back supported, feet flat on the ground. Now, I want you to bring your index fingers to the top of your ears. And I want you to trace them up your head until they meet in the middle. Now leave one of your fingers there, it doesn't matter which one it is. Bring the other one to your nose and trace that up to your head until it reaches your finger. Now this point, where both of your fingers have met, is in direct alignment with the crown chakra, which sits above your head. So where your two fingers meet, that's where, if you pulled your fingers up into the air, you would bump directly into the crown chakra above your head. So I just want you to become very aware of where your fingers are, so that when you remove your fingers in a moment or two, you can keep your attention on this spot on the top of your head. So lower your hands, but keep your awareness on that point on the top of your head. Just let your hands fall onto your lap. Close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to imagine that from that point on the top of your head, there is a thread of light that rises up into the crown chakra, which hovers in the air directly above your cranium. Now, I want you to imagine that this thread of light is pulling you upwards like a puppet on a string. And as you think about that string pulling you upwards, I want you to let your body respond to that. I want you to allow your body to sit just a little bit taller in your chair. Nice and straight. Nice and tall. Lower back supported. Pulled up by the thread of light. Your crown chakra is a glorious white star of light. And as you hold your attention on it, it begins to blossom and bloom. It opens. And as it opens, it showers down upon you a glittering beam of energy. A spotlight just for you. A spotlight that you sit inside, highlighting you as the star of your own life. Now, as that light descends, I want you to breathe a little bit more intentionally. And as you breathe in, I want you to accept that descending light. And as you breathe out, I want you to breathe out anything that the light is shifting or clearing. So as the light descends, it's making space in your body for more of itself to anchor. And it's doing that by discharging and dispelling negative energy that may have collected within the body's energy channels. Don't worry about where that negative energy is going to. The higher self is going to take care of that. So you breathe in and accept the light of the soul, and you breathe out anything and everything that that light is dispelling and clearing. You breathe in the light, and you breathe out the darkness. You breathe in the guidance, and you breathe out the confusion. You breathe in the hope, and you breathe out the despair. Now I want you to open your eyes again, and I want you to bring your hands to your forehead, and I want you to give it a very gentle massage. Often when we're concentrating, we frown and our brow creases up into these lines of intense concentration, and that can stifle the energy moving into the brow center, the third eye. So right down to the point where the eyebrows meet and all over the forehead, gentle massage with your fingertips just to make sure that there's no tension or stress there. You can go to the sides of your head a little if you'd like, to the temples where sometimes stress and tension collects. And just before you lower your hands back to your lap, just give your cheeks a gentle rub. Make sure that they're not holding any tension. Make sure your jaw is nice and loose. Give that a little tickle, a little rub. Make sure it's not clenched or tense at all, just behind the ears, just under the ears. Give the jaw a little wiggle, and then lower your hands back to your lap and close your eyes. The light from the crown descends to the brow and fills it with energy. The brow is open now to receive and starts to fill with the brilliant white light, drinking deep of its power. Once again, breathe in and breathe out with intention, breathing the light into the brow into your brain, into your eyes, into the way in which you perceive the world around you. Breathe out anything that energy is disrupting and clearing and releasing. Old perceptions, old beliefs, old thoughts which no longer serve you. Breathe in the light. Breathe out the darkness. Breathe in the truth. Breathe out the illusion. Breathe in optimism. Breathe out pessimism. Now open your eyes again, and we're just going to very gently, very, very gently and slowly, turn our head to the right, just so we catch a glimpse of our shoulder, and then turn our head to the left, just catching a glimpse of the shoulder, bringing it back to the center, and then tipping it back just ever so slightly as if we were looking up to the ceiling and bringing it down so that the chin rests slightly on our chest. And we'll just do that one more time, very slowly and gently to the right, not too far, very slowly and gently to the left, not too far, back to the center, tip the head back, not too far up, just so you catch a glimpse of the ceiling, bend the head down, chin touches the chest, and then bring the head to a nice balanced, settled point, nice and balanced, so that your neck is holding the head in a comfortable, easy form. And then once again, just close your eyes. Take a few breaths. The light that shines from the crown, passing through the brow, now flows into the throat, which is open and released to receive. It fills the throat center with energy and light, stimulating ideas and thoughts and possibilities, opening up your power to speak and your power to listen, so that you might hear beyond the words of those around you to the silent voice of their spirit, and so that your spirit might speak through your words in order to bring change to your world. Bring the light into your throat, into your thoughts, into your words and truth. So open your eyes again, and this time I want you to just give your shoulders a little roll, a little shrug, shoulders up, shoulders down, shoulders up, shoulders down, and now I want you to let them nice and loose settle, and I want you just slightly to pull the shoulders back a little and open the chest. This frees any congested energy that might be flowing into the heart center. Close your eyes, breathe in and out, and let the energy flow and slide down. And the crown, the brow, the throat, now into the heart. Filling the heart center with energy, grace, and power. The heart center blooms and blossoms, filling itself with the light of the soul, gulping down the energy and power. The soul feeds the heart with love, the love that it holds for you, the love that it carries for you from the divine. It strengthens your compassion, your empathy, your mercy. It helps you to forgive yourself and others. It helps you to be brave and strong and to dare to feel in a world which sometimes makes us not want to feel at all. Bring the hands over the heart. Feel that light. Let the hands help to anchor it, to really pull it into the heart center, aided by your conscious breath. Now I want you to open your eyes again, and very slowly we're going to slide these hands down the sternum until they reach the point where the rib cage divides in two and you begin to feel the fleshy top part of your belly. And I want you to hold the hands here at the solar plexus point. And very gently at this point, we're going to twist the body like a column, first to the right, very gently, not too far, then to the left, very gently, not too far, and then back to the center. And we'll do that one more time, very gently to the right, twisting the body as a column, very gently to the left, twisting the body as a column, and then bringing the body back to the center point, keeping the hands over the solar plexus. Close your eyes. Let the light descend from crown, brow, throat, and heart into the solar plexus center, filling it with energy and light, with life force and power, strengthening your psychic self, boosting your vital life force energy, strengthening your protective power, the buffer that surrounds the body and keeps you safe from trauma and surprise. Now, keeping your eyes closed, slide the hands down further until they reach the point just over your belly button. Pause them here, and I just want you to make small circles over the belly button with your hands. Round and round, nice and slow, circles over the sacral. As you make the circles, the energy descends from the solar plexus into the sacral, and it spirals into the sacral and is digested, and it passes from the sacral out into the body, this light, this life force energy, strengthening your endocrine system, balancing the hormonal release in the body, feeding the reproductive energies within the body, but also your creative powers, boosting your equilibrium and balance on a physical level, but also on a holistic level too. See that energy descending crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus into the sacral and out from this point into the holistic form. Now bring your hands to rest on your lap, palms uppermost. Fold one hand on top of the other. And as you breathe in and out, let the energy channel flow down from the sacral into the root at the base of the spine. The energy flows from the crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral, and now down into the base chakra. And as it flows here, just take a moment to course correct your posture. Make sure that you're still sitting straight, head suspended by that invisible thread, forehead and jaw relaxed, neck nice and balanced, supporting the head, shoulders loose, slightly pulled back to open the chest, feet flat on the ground. Energy flowing through the central energy channel, down, down into the root, down into the root, down through your legs, down through your feet, into the earth. Roots of light, deep and wide like that of a tree, anchoring you, anchoring your spirit, anchoring the energy of your soul, all the way through your holistic being, into your bones, into your blood, into your muscle, into your reality, into the earth. Feeding the physical form through the root center, grounding you in the light of your spirit. Just breathe in and out, aligned and connected, open and in receipt of this stream of light from your soul. And as you sit, be open to receive these few words that I offer from Spirit. The soul loves you. You are its child, and it sees you with the eyes of a parent. It loves you unconditionally and wants to provide you with all that you might need in order to fulfill your life path on earth. It wants to give you energy and wisdom and grace and inspiration and hope and light and truth. Open to it in mind, in heart, in spirit, but also in body, relaxed, aligned, ready to receive the energy that flows. With each breath, take it in, this light. With each out breath, release that stagnant energy which has taken the light's place. Let the light displace it from your body. Let it push it out, set it free, cleanse and clear you of these shadows and this stale life force. Receive this infusion of light. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. In the divine's name. Now take a few deep breaths. Allow the stream of energy flowing down from the crown to begin to subside, to ease. diminishing, fading, leaving behind a thread of light that helps to keep you aligned and connected to your source. Let the chakras begin to return to their normal default setting, whatever that might be for you. Ground yourself if you feel the need. Center yourself if you feel the need. Protect yourself if you feel the need. Slowly and gently in your own time, when you're ready, open your eyes and return. Now, this little exercise is a corker, and it's something that you can do as a prep for a deeper meditation or prep for sending some healing or asking for some healing or doing some divination work, or simply from time to time when you feel the need to fill yourself up with light. It is a practice that really requires minimum effort, but which can produce maximum results. So have a practice and a play with it. And it just goes to prove how posture and energy flow in direct relationship to each other, and how easily we can cut ourselves off from the higher self by being too tense, by slumping in our chair, by having bad posture, and by forgetting to just keep ourselves nice and aligned. Don't forget, if you have any questions from the meditation or channeling, that mini little channeling, you can email me about those free of charge. Just go to the website and click questions for it. I think we'll do notices at the end of the evening. So I'm going to hit the record button on to pause, and we'll get on with tonight's messages, which will be delivered via my clairvoyance from the Masters and Angels. Closing blessing. So 25th of November, not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after, is our Healing the Spiritual Zeitgeist, the final lecture, Etheric Blueprints and the Adam and Eve Cadmon. It's going to be a good one, that one, I think. 30th of November is our November workshop, The Crystal Keys of Atlantis, looking at some of the symbols used by the magicians of Atlantis for programming crystals, healing the self, strengthening meditation, protection, and also helping to heal others and stave off infection and harm. 2nd of December, I'm doing an autism fundraiser, an evening of trans-channeled messages from Saint Germain. I tried this out earlier on in the year at the ILPI Festival. It went down really well. So instead of giving clairvoyant messages, I will be buzzing in and out of trance, and Saint Germain will be giving the messages directly to some of those lucky people who turn up. And it'll be almost a full hour of trans-channeled messages. 7th of December is the last of these free Sunday services for this year. It'll be an earth healing service, 7th of December. 9th of December, I'm doing a bonus Healing the Spiritual Zeitgeist lecture that is also free. It's going to be focusing on cancer care, energetic cancer care. That lecture is limited to 100 spaces. There are only 20 places left. So if you're interested, or if you know of anybody who might be interested, get them to register now before all the spaces go. And then on the 14th of December is our last workshop of the year, the Seven Heavens, really interesting lecture where we'll be looking at the multidimensional reality and the different realities that exist between ourselves and the divine, those parts of ourselves that are present within those realities and how to connect with them and utilize them. Okay, let's finish with a closing blessing. I'm going to sing it for you this evening. It's a blessing which is taken from an album called The Prayer Cycle. So if you'd like to close your eyes, please.
Father, won't you carry me? For the ocean is wide. Father, won't you carry me? For my boat, it is so small. Father, on a moonless night, help me cross the stormy sea. Out here in the darkness, Help me find my way back home. Father, won't you carry me, for the ocean is wide. Father, won't you carry me, for my boat, it is so small. Father, in this season of dying, let me sleep in your arms and come watch over me. Someone watching over me. Father, won't you carry me? Father, won't you carry me? Father, won't you carry me? Oh.